Medjugorje messages, 2020 through July 2023. My children, apostles of my love, fold your hands in prayer and look at the cross. Only in the cross is salvation. You are so flooded by earthly concerns, you do not even feel that spring is at the threshold. You are called, little children, to penance and prayer. This is a time of vigilance. Bring the light of my sun and keep breaking the darkness, which all the more wants to seize you. Satan is reigning and wants to destroy your lives and the earth on which you walk. Be courageous and decide for holiness. God will hear your cries and give you peace. May this time be an incentive for personal conversion for you. Do not permit trials to harden your heart and for prayer to be like a desert. Seek the help and protection of the saints. In this peaceless time in which the devil is harvesting souls to draw them to himself, I am calling you to persevere in prayer. Take the cross in your hands. May it be your encouragement for love to always win, in a special way now when the cross and faith are rejected. This is a time of grace. You do not have a future or peace until your life begins with a personal conversion and a change for the good. Evil will cease and peace will begin to reign in your heart and in the world. Therefore, little children, pray, pray, pray. Do not forget, little children, that prayer and fasting work miracles in you and around you. May everything you do be for the glory of God. And then heaven will fill your heart with joy, and you will feel that God loves you and is sending me to save you and the earth on which you live. Little children, work on yourselves. By reading the sacred scripture, you will discover Jesus' birth and joy as in the first day which Medjugorje gave to humanity. December 2020, annual apparition to Yakov. Jesus is here beside you even when you think you are alone and that light does not exist in your life. He is here and has never left you or distanced himself from you. His heart is always open toward you to receive your every pain, every trial, fear, and need. His arms are extended toward you that as a father he may embrace you and tell you how important you are to him, how much he loves you and cares for his children. Children, is your heart open toward Jesus? Have you completely surrendered your life into his hands? Have you accepted Jesus as your Father, to whom you can always turn and in him find consolation and everything you need to live true faith? Therefore, my children, surrender your hearts to Jesus and permit him to begin to rule your lives, because only in this way will you accept the present and be able to face the world in which you live today. With Jesus, every fear, suffering, and pain disappear, because your heart accepts his will in everything that comes into your life. Ponder how much you have received. Be joyful bearers of peace and love, that it may be good for you on earth. Yearn for heaven. I repeat to you, little children, that with prayer and fasting, also wars can be suppressed. Little children, the one who prays does not fear the future and does not lose hope. I have come here with the name Queen of Peace because the devil wants peacelessness and war. He wants to fill your hearts with fear of the future, but the future is God's. Therefore, be humble and pray and surrender everything into the hands of the Most High who created you. May your faith, little children, not waver in any situation, not even in this time of trial. Go courageously with the risen Christ toward heaven, which is your goal. I am accompanying you on this way of holiness and am placing all of you in my Immaculate Heart. Today, I'm calling all of you, pray with me for peace and freedom because Satan is strong and by his deception wants to lead away all the more hearts from my motherly heart. Therefore, decide for God so that it may be good for you on earth, which God gave you. 2021 Ivanka's annual apparition. Little children, I'm in need of your prayers. Pray, pray, pray. Return to prayer because the one who prays is not afraid of the future. The one who prays is open to life and respects the life of others. The one who prays, little children, feels the freedom of the children of God and in joy of heart serves for the good of his brother man. I am with you and we pray together. Help me with prayer, little children, that Satan may not prevail. His power of death, hatred, and fear has visited the earth. Little children, if you do not return to God and his commandments, you do not have a future. That is why he sent me to guide you. I am listening to your cry and prayers for peace. For years, Satan has been fighting for war. That is why God sent me among you to guide you on the way of holiness, because humanity is at a crossroad. I am calling you to return to God and to God's commandments, that it may be good for you on earth, and that you may come out of this crisis into which you have entered, because you are not listening to God who loves you and desires to save you and lead you to a new life. I am looking at you and I see that you are lost. This is why I am calling all of you, return to God, return to prayer. Little children, peace is disturbed and Satan wants peacelessness. Therefore, may your prayer be even stronger so that every unclean spirit of division and war may be stilled. I thank you for every sacrifice and prayer which you've offered for my intentions. Little children, do not forget that you are important in my plan of salvation of mankind. Return to God in prayer that the Holy Spirit may work in you and through you. Little children, I am with you, also in these days when Satan is fighting for war and hatred. Division is strong and evil is at work in man as never before. Forgive those who have inflicted evil on you and go on the way of holiness. You be courageous and do not be afraid because God is with you. Pray that the Holy Spirit may enlighten you. Do good to your neighbor so that it will be good for you on earth, and pray for peace, which is threatened because Satan wants war and peacelessness. The Most High permits me to be with you and to be joy for you and the way in hope because mankind has decided for death. That is why he sent me to keep instructing you that without God you do not have a future. Little children, be instruments of love for all those who have not come to know the God of love. Witness joyfully your faith and do not lose hope in a change of the human heart. I am with you and I am blessing you with my motherly blessing. You do not have a future if you do not decide for God, and that is why I am with you to guide you to decide for conversion in life and not for death. Pray, little children, to be open to receive peace because many hearts are closed to the call of the light which changes hearts. Yakov's Annual 2022 Message. Little children, you live in peacelessness and fear. Therefore, little children, today on this day of grace, implore Jesus to strengthen your faith and to become the ruler of your lives. Because, my children, only with Jesus in your lives will you be not looking at peacelessness, but praying for peace and will live in peace. You will not be looking at fear, but at Jesus who frees us of all fears. I am your mother who ceaselessly keeps vigil over you, and I am blessing you with my motherly blessing. Pray with me for peace, because Satan wants war and hatred in hearts and peoples. Therefore, pray and sacrifice your days by fasting and penance that God may give you peace. The future is at a crossroads because modern man does not want God. That is why mankind is heading to perdition. You, little children, are my hope. Pray with me that what I began at Fatima and here may be realized. Dear children, keep converting and clothe yourselves in penitential garments and in personal deep prayer and in humility. Seek peace from the Most High. In this time of grace, Satan wants to seduce you, but you, little children, keep looking at my Son and follow him towards Calvary in renunciation and fasting. I am calling you to go into nature and to pray for the Most High to speak to your heart, that you may feel the power of the Holy Spirit so as to witness the love which God has for every creature. I am with you and intercede for you. 2023 Annual Message to Ivanka. Little children, I am in need of your prayers. Pray. Pray, pray.